This afternoon we want to continue our study through 1 Kings as we're looking at the life of Solomon. So if you have your Bibles, we'll turn to you to 1 Kings chapter 9. 1 Kings chapter 9. We saw that Solomon had dedicated the temple. He prayed for the nation, for the people. He prayed for the temple. And he prayed that the Lord would be blessed. God had made appeared to Solomon again, made a second covenant with him. It was a conditional covenant. It wasn't like the covenant he made with David, his father. And the condition was that as long as Solomon remained true to God and did not worship other gods, and his sons did the same thing, that the Lord would be with him. But we know that this did not happen. Solomon turned to worship other gods. Those that came after him did as well. And God brought judgment on the nation of Israel because of that. And they were driven from the land for a time. They are back in the land now by God's grace and God's promise. But for a number of years, on three occasions, they were driven from the land. And we also know that Solomon's temple was destroyed, but they rebuilt. God said that the temple would always be His temple, and we know that the temple will be rebuilt again two more times, one by the people, but finally the Lord Himself shall rebuild the temple, and He shall come and rule and reign from Jerusalem, and it shall be His temple, where He shall be honored by the whole world there. And so we see that all of those events occurred. And this afternoon, I want us to begin at First Kings chapter 9, beginning at verse 10. Yeah. 1 Kings chapter 9, beginning at verse 10. And what we're seeing is that there's been a relationship between David and Hiram of the king of Tyre, and also between Solomon and Hiram, the king of Tyre. And now there's an account here that is not a gift, but it's also it's an arrangement that is made between the two. Let's begin at verse 10. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold according to all his desire. Now I just want to pause here. He'd furnished him with the trees, and Solomon had paid for the trees. He paid for the lumber, and he paid Hiram. Remember that he made an arrangement with them where he would give Hiram and his kingdom food that was plenteous in Israel in return for the lumber to build these various buildings with. However, David had laid aside the gold and the silver, but Solomon did not have enough gold to finish. And so he needed to go to Hiram to get some additional gold. And this was made in another arrangement. And that's the arrangement that we're going to be looking at this afternoon. And it says here, now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold according to all his desire. But then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in land of Galilee. Now, why did Solomon give Hiram 20 cities? We know that he gave him food for the trees. What are the 20 cities for? Well, the 20 cities were really collateral for a loan where Solomon had borrowed this additional gold and was going to return it, but he gave these cities as collateral. He was, even at the time of Solomon, they were not to be trading land for stuff. And Solomon did this, and we don't see that he inquired of the Lord when he did it. He made this bargain, and he gave these cities to Hiram. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And it's interesting, as we look at this, Hiram comes out to see, well, what is this collateral that Solomon has given me, these 20 cities? If we can also, if you just want to keep your finger here, and we'll turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 8. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, it also gives us a little more detail about what's happening here. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, let's take a look at beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of the 20 years, and we're seeing it's the same account that's given in 1 Kings, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. Now I want you to see here, that gives us a little more picture. Probably why Hiram wasn't really impressed with them, because they needed some work done to them. And also it tells us here that Solomon had given these cities to Hiram, and he had gotten gold, but there was no statement made when he got the lumber. He told us specifically what was given to Hiram for the lumber. These cities, it's apparent, were given as collateral for the gold. Hiram looked at them and says, well, I'm not really impressed with them. Solomon gets the cities back, and then Solomon rebuilds these 20 cities. And then he built additional fortresses up by these cities, which it speaks of also here in 2 Chronicles. And he built, and Solomon went to Hamath Soba and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. And if you go to Israel today, you can see some of the places that Solomon built. When we were up near Megiddo, we saw the stables that Solomon built, and we also saw the places where he kept some of his horses. And he had built these were cities, there were protective cities to store goods for the nation of Israel, and also to protect Israel from her enemies. And he built Beth Horon, the upper, and Beth Horon, the nether, fenced cities with walls and gates and bars. So in other words, they were cities designed to withstand attack. And Baalath and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities and all the cities of the horsemen. And those are the cities that we saw. We saw some of the cities of the horsemen and the chariots. It was remnants. It wasn't the actual cities, but we saw ruins that had been excavated in those areas. And all Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon and throughout the land of his dominion. And so we see that Solomon was a builder. Solomon loved to build, and he built these things, but he got these cities back from Hiram, and it was because they weren't in real good condition. Hiram really didn't want them, and God didn't want Hiram to have them either, because they were part of the inheritance of Israel. And so Solomon got them back, and then Solomon rebuilt these cities, and also built additional ones as protective cities. Going back to 1 Kings, we see, and continue on to verse 19, in the cities of the stores that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, those are the things we just read about in 2 Chronicles, that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon and all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites and Hittites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel. Now, he put these people, he put them to work building these cities. He didn't make the Israelites, he didn't cause them to be indentured to build the cities or enslaved to build the cities, but rather the Canaanites that were left in the land, those he put his indentured servants, or those who would be there to build and do his work for him. And the children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able to utterly destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. And so I want you to see what Solomon did, something that none of the other people before Solomon had done, is he dealt with the Canaanites that were left in the land. They were told to, the Lord told Israel to drive them from the land. And they said, well, we don't have the strength to drive them and out. And what they were doing is they weren't trusting in God to do that and to help them do it. And instead they left them in the land. The Lord told them what would happen. Because what they said is, it's a good thing for us to leave them in the land because they can become our indentured servants. We can put place tribute on them. They will help pay and build our things for us. And the Lord said, not a good idea. Because the trade-off for doing that is they will eventually cause you to become spiritually and morally compromised. Because they're not going to give up their belief system. They're not going to convert to Judaism and to following me, but instead they're going to continue to worship their gods, and eventually they will impact you. And that's exactly what happened. Now, we see that what the Lord said would happen did happen. Solomon put them to tribute, and Solomon put them to made them slaves or indentured servants that would do his work for him, and he thought it was a great idea. It was not a great idea. As we see, their gods ended up influencing Israel and caused Israel to spiritually and morally go downhill to the point that the Lord allowed them to be taken into captivity on three occasions. We see first the Assyrian captivity of the northern tribes, the Babylonian captivity of the southern tribes, and those others who had escaped to the south. And then we see when they came back into the land later on under the Roman rule, they were dispersed amongst the nations again. And this was partially because of Solomon doing exactly what God said would happen if they didn't drive these people from the land. And those were the chief of the office, verse 22, and the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war. And his servants and his princes and his captain as his rulers of his chariots and of his horsemen. And so we see that Solomon didn't make the Canaanite people that were left in the land. They were not part of his army. Solomon constricted his own, the Jewish people, into the army, into the service to defend Israel. It's also interesting, the Lord had told the nation of Israel way back, prior to them demanding that they have a king, and Saul was made king, what did he say? This is what the kings will do. They will cause your young men to be put in their armies. They will cause your young women to be their, to be work for them. They will place taxes and tributes upon you and take that which is yours, and you won't have that if I'm your king. But the people didn't listen, and again, we see God's word is exactly what it said it would be. Solomon did what the Lord said the kings would do. He caused the men of Israel to be placed into the armies. They were his horsemen. They were did the chariots. They were his footmen. They were his soldiers. They didn't necessarily do it voluntarily. He called them together to do it. Prior to this, we see that the people came on a voluntary basis as David would call and the nation would rise up, the different tribes would come. Now we see Solomon creates a standing army. It's different. And all of a sudden we see that there's a difference that's coming into the nation of Israel, that the model that the future kings will follow, and it's exactly what God said would happen. And so we know the nation of Israel should have listened to the Lord and had him as their king and protector instead of men. And these were the chief officers that were over Solomon's work. 550, which bear rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David onto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milial. And three times a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord, and he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord, so he finished the house. Now, the three times that Solomon offered sacrifice unto the Lord would have been the three major feasts where all of Israel was to come to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And those would be the time of the Passover, the time of the Tabernacles, and the time of the the Pentecost, Tabernacles, and the Passover. And that would be the time that the people came together. They're all come together to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. That's when Solomon offered these big sacrifices and feasts as God had commanded him to do. So Solomon would do part of what God said, and Solomon also fulfilled what God had foretold would happen, but Solomon did not really do what God called him to do in the sense that he did not follow the Lord as his father David had. And as we saw on Wednesday night, David never worshipped other gods. And really, David listened to the Lord. And when he sinned, he was broken for his sin, repented of his sin, and did not continue in that sin. Solomon, on the other hand, he establishes a kingdom much like rulers of other kingdoms would do. And you don't see him going to the Lord and inquiring of the Lord, what should I do of this? David always went to the Lord and inquired of the Lord. Solomon didn't. Solomon had tremendous wisdom, but he also didn't really seek God's direction and application of that wisdom in the best ways at all times. And sometimes he would be influenced by the ways of the world, going out and borrowing all this gold to finish his work that he wanted to finish, and taking a chance that Hiram would take these cities, but then Hiram giving them back to him. And we also see Solomon doing exactly what God said the kings would do. So Solomon was not perfect, and he did not rule in the same spirit that his father David did, and we see that that resulted in eventually the kingdom being split when Rehoboam came into rule. So just close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would just be with us now, and we thank you for showing us and revealing to us Solomon and how he ruled his kingdom, how he established it, and the things he did which God had foretold would happen, servitude and the influence of bringing the pagans into the land of Israel, even though to serve and to gain wealth from them, yet they influenced them and brought them down morally. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to realize when we think that we can do things not according to your word, but we know better. And eventually we see that your way is the only way. And the other ways result in the problems coming into our life that you have foretold would come. And such was the case of Solomon. Lord, no, just help us to learn from this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In closing, if you would turn to hymn number 553.